Next patient is Janice Duke. That's D-U-K-E, D as in David, D-U-K-E, Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. Date of birth is 7/18/1949. Date of visit is 9/15/23. Please make a copy for Mark Lastarza, L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Janice Duke for a pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has a prior history of COPD and history for chronic back pain, was sent for a chest CT on 8/10/23. The patient's chest CT showed tree and bud nodularity, as well as a 8-millimeter nodule along the right hemidiaphragm. The CT was suggestive of atypical mycobacterial infection, and there was also a suspicion of neoplastic disease, and thus was advised further follow-up period. The patient has cough, wheezing, no hemoptysis, denies recent weight loss, but has shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph, past history has included history for COVID-19 infection in January 2020, history of sacroiliac joint ablation, and history for osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. They also had history of cataract surgery and colonoscopy, and history of exploratory laparotomy for endometriosis, and has a history for COPD. Next paragraph, habits of patient, smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit in 09. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next line, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, family history, father died of old age, mother died of COPD and gallbladder disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever. She has lost weight. She has cataracts. She has dizzy attacks and hoarseness. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or leg swelling, and she denies depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies headache, seizures, numbness of the extremities, or skin rash. Next, med list included gabapentin 300 milligrams, BID, tramadol 50 milligrams, Q6 hours, PRN, and ibuprofen, PRN. Next line, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale but no acute distress. There is no clubbing or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140/70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 108, saturation 96. HENT abnormal, cephalic, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Prolonged expirations. Heart seems regular, sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex OnePlus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with emphysema. Number two is bilateral lung nodules, etiology, undetermined, rule out granulomatous disease versus malignancy. Number three is chronic back pain. Number four is peripheral neuropathy. And paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CBC and echoic profile. She was given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Also advised to come in for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Mark Lastarza, MD. Thank you.